Parshas Truma. Torah tells us, of course, the beginning of Parshas Truma about the Binyan Amikdash, and specifically about the Arel. Yasu Arel Nasei Shitim Amasayim V'Chetzi Yakov Amav V'Chetzi Rambov Amav V'Chetzi Kamoso. It tells us the dimension. And then it says, V'Tzipiso Sol Zohav Tar Nibayis V'Michutz Pitzafenu. That the Arel had to be covered both inside and outside in gold. In the center was wood, atzei shitim, and there was a gold plate on the outside and a gold plate on the inside. What's the symbolism behind this gold-plated aron both on the inside and on the outside? The aron was the repository of Torah. That's what the Luchos do. In Chazal and the Gemara in Yom and Dafayin Beis tell us as follows. Amar Rava, Kol Talmid Chacham She'in Tocho Kivaro Eino Talmid Chacham. Any Talmid Chacham whose inside is not like his outside, literally, is not a Talmid Chacham. And where does Rava learn this from? From this pasuk, Mibayis Umichutz Titzafenu, that the Aron had to be gold not only on the outside, but also on the inside. What was the outside gold of the Talmud Chacham? That's which appears in public. His great knowledge, his wisdom. But that's not enough, says Rava. Tocho also has to be gold. And what is this Toch? The Gemara a few lines later tells us and laments the fact about Talmidei Chachamim Sha'oskim Batorah Ve'im Ba'em Yira Shemayim. Talmud Chacham, who has all the knowledge and the wisdom, but inside he's missing the Yira Shemayim, so that's a very woeful situation. And that kind of Talmud Chacham is not really a Talmud Chacham. You have to be gold not only on the outside. You have to be gold on the inside. It's very nice. Yes. But the Yalkut Lekach Tov asks a simple question. It's true that the Aron was gold on the outside and the Aron was gold on the inside. But in the middle, there was wood. It wasn't all gold. There was wood there in the middle. It was gold, and then wood, and then gold. So where does the wood fit into all this? It's not just gold. It's not pure gold. And the answer is as follows. Talmud Chacham's outward appearance is out of gold. His chokhma, his yidios, his great knowledge. Below that has to be a degree of simplicity, a degree of humility. And somebody who's lacking humility cannot have Yirat Shamayim. Because if you think you're so great, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu fit into the picture? That humility is symbolized by the plain wood, by the atzei shitim. Below that outward gold, shining, glittering knowledge, has to be anivus, humility, which is accompanied by Yirat Shamayim. But there's a level below that. The author of Slabodka used to explain that a person cannot achieve true humility unless he understands what great worth he has, what great potential he has. And a person has to understand that even though he's humble, and even though he's Yirat Shamayim, but deep down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him as gold. He has tremendous potential. He has the ability to achieve greatness. Probably the greatest master of knowledge that we ever had was Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was the one who was on of Nikol Adon. But you have to know that you have that potential. So below the outward goal of knowledge, of wisdom, is a sense of humility, of Yirat Shamayim. But below that, deep down, you have to know that each and every one of us, we have to know, tremendous potential. Is a cartoon I saw recently. The little kid. It's like he was sitting in a corner somewhere. And he says, I know I'm worth something because God don't create no junk. And it's very true. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create junk. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates gems. He creates diamonds. The gems are at times unpolished. The gold that he creates may be covered with all kinds of dross and needs to be cleaned off and shine till it glitters. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates whenever he creates a human being. We all have a tremendous potential and a unique potential. Everyone is special. Everyone has a contribution they can make in this world. And no two people are alike. And everyone can shine. And that's our job. Our job is to take that inner goal, to realize, first of all, that we have that gold within us, and build from it, through the atishitim, through a sense of humility, and your chamayim, until the gold will sparkle on the outside. Bayis mi chutz tzatenu.